New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. DP is out doing DP things. He's traveling right now. He'll be checking in. I think it's UFC weekend, right, Austin?
It's UFC weekend. Husker Wrestling out in Vegas as well.
So DP is double dipping. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients Butcher Shop. Four locations, three in Lincoln, one in Omaha. Obviously, go in there and you can still grill. You can cook inside. They have single servings, family servings, anything you want. Own spices, even some candy, beef jerky, and all that stuff. So anyways, this is Whiteboard Wednesday on a Thursday. So the big...
Teach Tape Thursday?
Is what?
Teach Tape Thursday?
Not yet. We'll always do Whiteboard Wednesday.
Okay, Whiteboard Wednesday.
Yeah, keep people, you know, it's the middle of the week, right? Okay. And it's 23 degrees outside.
Okay.
So everybody talks about the difference of three-man front, four-man front, 3-4, 3-3-5, 4-2-5, 4-3. I'm sure missing something. 5-1. 5-1-5, which is essentially for you people out there. Actually, it'd be a 4-1-7 is dime. So, anyways, right here, I'm doing the pros. This is the 3-4 right here. And so, this is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are the foundation of the 3-4. And I went from Pittsburgh. I'd like to say it went to Buffalo, then it went to New England, then obviously Bama and so forth and so on.
Dick LeBeau, right?
Dick LeBeau. Then he actually at one point in time brought it to Cincinnati when he was coach. But now this is right here, the 3-4. It's a pretty much an imprint in the city of Pittsburgh. It's been Hall of Fame, you know, players after players after players. Any defense that you think about, we'll just go about 3-4. It's hard for people that are listening on the radio, but if you got to go back and watch it on YouTube. So right here, so 3-4, we got right here. That's the three defensive linemen. So the three is three defensive linemen. This is called a zero technique, right? Essentially, you are head up on the center. That's got to be a dude, right? Then you got right here, you got a five technique, right? Or maybe a four eye. And this right here is the same one. So that's your three defensive linemen. Right?
Five's lined up over the tackles, four eye between tackle and guard.
Yeah, five is head up on the tackle. In this camera angle, you can't really see, and four eyes inside shade of the tackle. So essentially for this right defensive end and left on the left side of the formation, he's a little bit head up inside. So you can say it's a little bit, and that could vary versus the formation right here. This is 12 personnel, which is one back and two tight ends right here. Okay. That actually looks like an extra lineman. So it is still 12 personnel. It's big personnel. So you might play that. And then you have four linebackers, right? So we'll go from outside in. So 1, 2, 3, 4. This right here is most likely your strong safety, right? So you have the three defensive linemen, four linebackers. You see Nebraska, really, to be honest with you, they play this front right here. And you would just take the safety and move them out at times. They play this front at all times. I mean, not all times, a lot of the times. And you vary the alignments of these outside backers here. based on the coverage, the splits of the receivers out here, okay, and what defense is called, right? And so, I mean, that's just a base 3-4, okay? That's three defensive linemen, so, and four linebackers. One inside, one box safety, so that would be in our defense, if they ran a 3-4, I guess Gifford.
Yeah,
it'd be Gifford, and obviously you'd have different right here. But they, you know, they've done it in at times, and it looks different based on the personnel. You don't have to be huge to play as the one of the three defensive linemen. I mean, like I said, for me, we had Ted Washington that was huge, and we had Bruce Smith and Phil Hansen, both of them about 270, 265, anywhere from 260 to 270. You got to be really, really good with your hands, heavy hands, so forth and so on. You can run any coverage out of this defense. You can blitz off the edge right here, right? You can drop, right? You can blitz here. I know we're scribbling. And then we can drop your which is essentially a zone blitz, drop your defensive tackles. Mm. Let them see if they can get an interception, right? And so
– how about Leonard Williams?
Man, hey, you could tell he used to run track.
17 miles an hour.
Yeah.
330 pounds.
Once you saw that head cock back, he was gone.
Strike up the
band. Yes, sir. Strike up the band. And so that's the basis of the 3-4. Little bit of a blurry look, but it's still good. You can get it here, and we'll do some really cool stuff in the future with a real whiteboard play, and then obviously film. So do we go to the next one, Austin?
Let's go to the next.
All right, we'll go to the next one. Is that you doing it or did I? Do
you got it. So tap the picture with the little cursor, and then get rid of it.
Oh.
Hypothetically, or tap outside the picture and hit delete.
Oh, hold on. Whoops.
I got it. Hold on.
Struggling. Oh, that was it. All right. This is the next one. This is for you guys wondering, when I talk about Ted Washington and what you need to make a 3-4 work. Well, first of all, this is Reuben Brown right here.
Reuben.
Hi, Reuben. Yeah. Bad dude. Big Rube. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He played left guard for us forever. That's who I used to cut my teeth against in practice. Okay?
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
My man was 315, 20 pounds and can run, could do 360 dunk. He was Quentin Nelson before Quentin Nelson. Mm. He was mean and ruthless. Cool dude. As you see right here, okay? He got junk in the trunk. You better come with it, okay? All right, so Reuben is about, let's just be 310, right? When I talk about Ted Washington, what you need you need a protector, mm-hmm. okay? A bodyguard, somebody that gets you right, okay? All of legit, 6'5". I'll be nice and say 350, okay? I'll do two because I'm like even numbers. Big man right here. Look at this. I can't even get him in the full circle. All right?
He looks as wide as he is tall.
And trust me. I've only seen him off his feet two times, and I played with him for 4 years. Phenomenal athlete. He would leap over like people, like somebody was on the ground, he'd leap over and make a tackle. Big man was a great athlete.
Do you care to name the two times you saw him off his feet, or would that get you in trouble?
It wouldn't get me in trouble. I don't even remember.
Okay.
But it was a big deal because he never was off his feet. Phenomenal cook, too.
Got to be
right
here.
When I talk about being heavy-handed and forceful, okay, right here.
Club.
Right, when they talk about his hands, he wore two gloves.
Ooh.
So he wore like one that were a little bit tighter, and then he wore these other ones that had a little bit more protection. Talking about being heavy-handed and a great athlete, and the best part about it is, Austin, look at this neck roll. Oh, look at that neck roll.
Classic.
Old school neck roll. Yes, sir.
That's the way.
Yes, sir. Big man was doing it big. So that's what you need to make a 3-4 go. That's the 3-4 that I was able to play. Kind of like Pittsburgh, 0-2-5 techniques. My man was taking up the A and B gap, so I was definitely being able to do my thing.
So you might get to this, but is a guy like Ted Washington as important in a 3-3-5 as he is in a 3-4?
That's a great question. I think he is because, well, first of all, Ted Washington is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do think. And depends on how you play the 3-3-5.
Okay.
Being that big, he's an outlier, you know. Yeah. Being that tall, that big, that athletic, and still could rush the passer on third downs. It's not a detriment like that if you don't have somebody like that. But I think like how Nash plays at time, where you can get him on the move and be athletic enough, but then powerful enough to stay in there against the run is just fine. So he could be 6'3", 290, but he's got to be really, really good, strong, and play with good leverage.
So two things on that. 4884 says, I loved watching Ted Washington and Keith the Tractor Trailer in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Then Nash in the NFL.
Yeah.
How are teams going to look at him and use him? Because he's not as big. He's big, but he's not as big as Ted Washington. How are NFL teams going to view Nash Hutmacher?
I think they'll be able to use him kind of like Keith Trailer. Dontarius Poe for Kansas City. Remember him?
Yep.
Better athlete than what people give him credit for. He'll be able to play, obviously, a nose. He's actually shown ability to play a little bit on the edge, so he'll be able to come in and be a really, really effective in the, you know, first and second down rundowns. And then he'll be able to be in there in nickel defenses, run nickel defenses, and then be able to provide, like I call it, secondary pass rush. So where you're able to essentially take up two blocks and kind of be very, very smart and come off. But Nash is a sneaky good athlete and plays a good leverage. And so I think he will, as long as he gets in the right situation, as far as rushing the passer, I think he'll be able to get better because he'll have, you know, more opportunities because, you know,
you won't get double teamed.
You won't get double teamed, right?
That
all that type of stuff, and it's a little bit more of a drop back game, so it lets you get there.
Okay.
I think the best thing that Nash will, if he can get two really good outside pass rushers or a scheme that schemes up stuff, he'll be, you know, really, really successful. So the next one that we're going to, I think, right here, Austin, is a 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is what I played, you know, for you know, about half of my career, but, you know, depends, but, you know, all my time in college. So this is what I grew up on, right? And this right here is very simple. This is a little bit of blurry, but right here, four defensive linemen, 1, 2, 3, 4, all various alignments. Then right here, this is actually probably nickel defense, but let's just say this is the outside. This is your linebacker here, right? And so they look like they're playing probably like a cover 3, just because his safety is coming down. He'll look like he'll be in the flat third, deep third. Obviously, he's shading towards the what's called the slot outside third, right? But those four defensive linemen can line up anywhere they want. Generally, you're getting right here, outside pass rush, you're getting some sort of inside pass rush, and that's pretty much standard. And you can run all types of games. There's the difference between a 3-4 and a 4-3, the basic 3-4 and a 4-3 is in a 3-4, you can mess up the count of the lineman and the quarterback maybe a little bit easier because you don't know which side the blitz is coming from. You don't know who to count as the mic because you can flip. You can cause a little bit more confusion and you can be potentially a little bit more athletic. It's not as big a difference now because these defensive ends, outside linebackers are to be able to do both things and they're very athletic. So I don't think it's a big change. but you're able to do a little bit more. You got more speed on there. You got four linebackers, you know, versus four linebackers versus three, and three defensive linemen versus four, so you can get a little bit more athletic.
So for you, when you look at this 4-3, usually is there one of the outside backers, you know, shaded more toward one side of the offensive line? Because they're not all three playing straight up behind the offensive linemen, are they?
No, it depends on the offensive formation. So if you can get into, like we had 12 personnel, you'll bring the safety down, so it'll actually look more like a 4-4-4. And it'll be one back, one gap. So you'll have a shaded nose, which is on the, you know, one side of the center. The middle linebacker will have the opposite A gap. Then you'll have the three technique, which is the B gap. And then you, depending on if the tight end's to the side or not, you know, you'll have either a tight five or a six technique, or you could go seven if there's a tight end. And then you do the opposite over there, where you have, if it's the, you know, two tight ends just, you know, on the line, depending on the formation, how you want the inside linebacker or outside linebacker in the side, the tight end or out, you just, everybody has a one back, one gap, but you're in man to man. So you have to have excellent eyes. What makes a 3-4 or what makes a 4-3 go? Obviously if you have a Warren Sapp, Aaron Donald, obviously
gonna
there,
help.
There you go. But on the outs is you'd like to have one of these guys. So Bruce Smith is great. He played 3-4. He's played 4-3 and he's done it. You know, guys that generally are good pass rushers can pass rush in any of these. They just need opportunities. Any defense is strong up the middle. You want to be strong at, you know, the first level right here, second level, third. Both in playmaking ability, physicality, and smarts, you got to be excellent up the middle. Because in my mind, you know, getting the explosive on the outside, that's always been a corner's thing. Where you can really get explosive offensively is in between the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like, and that's both in the
seams
run
and hashes,
right? And that's where the run in crossers, level routes, taking the cheese. You could stretch it maybe outside the numbers, but I think that's why you need to be really, really strong up the middle.
When you look at the defensive line here, right, the four man front that Husker fans have been on the text line asking us about,
yeah.
What are you looking for at the defensive tackle position, right? Because I know Nebraska fans are used to like a Randy Gregory on the outside, yeah. Something like that.
So that's it. Grant Wistrom, all that. You know, I mean, obviously that mm-hmm. type of body type doesn't really matter. If you can rush the passer, you can rush the passer. Right. Sometimes you got outside linebackers, like you could say maybe like a Dawson Merritt. Remember, what was his name? He was real small. He was listed as a linebacker. Really was a safety. DeMario Williams.
Oh, sure.
Remember him? Mm-hmm. Where they lined him out. Bo Pelini lined him outside, and he did work. I think he almost had double-digit sacks, right? Mm-hmm. So you could take a linebacker and push him out there. So that's kind of just standard. 3-4, 3-3-5, outside guys are outside guys. Doesn't matter where they come from. Inside, you know, you could have a nose that – either is like Nash, or I play with a guy, Jeff Ogard, that was kind of like Ted Washington size. You know, you could have, you know, two, you could have a 4-3. Here's a perfect example, since we don't have to talk about the 90s. We'll talk about 2009. You had Jared Crick and Ndamukong Suh. Not the same player, but neither one of them had to play over the nose. They could, but they didn't. So they played maybe some two eyes and maybe a three and kind of shade or slanted to it, and they both were really dominant.
Did Sue play any 3-4 in the NFL, or is he pretty strictly a 4-3 guy?
I think he played some 3-4. Everybody plays 3-4 at some point in time.
Sure.
I think maybe in Miami he did. Definitely not in Tampa. Not really in Detroit, but I think he did in Miami some. And that's just was based on it. But Ndamukong Suh is going to do his thing. So he's just 10 other guys let him do his thing. And just play within the scheme of the defense.
As a 4-3 linebacker, you're primarily in the middle of the 4-3, and then 3-4 you played one of the two inside spots as well, right?
Right.
What changes for your keys and your cues?
Well, when you're in the 4-3, so this is it right here. Since Austin's talking about a 4-3 right here. So let's not fall in love with the numbers or body types, right? Mm-hmm. So essentially, we'll get into it. It's four defensive linemen. Right here, number 51 is playing essentially a 4-3 linebacker here, right? So the tight ends to the left is 11 personnel, which means one running back, one tight end, and that's how you're doing it, right? So this is essentially what we used to call over front, right? Now, this is Cam Hayward, who can two-gap and play as good as anybody, and he's been playing forever. So he's not essentially a one. He's actually a shaded two, as you see him right here, right? But you got a true three technique right here, right? And then you got a head up to inside, so that would be about a seven technique, 198. And then you got your other 56 out here, essentially, you know, playing outside. And then you got this right here. So if this run, I'll teach you right here. If this run goes this way, right, here, he's probably head up to inside because or the safety's coming down here. So I'll tap that back.
Because there's got to be a linebacker to the defense's left here, right?
Right. Or maybe not. So right. So this is nickel defense. So this is how you can play. This is great here. So you can do this right here. He could be head up, two gap to outside, late safety filler right here. Okay. You're not going to shoot the gap because if the run is going this way, okay, you want to be inside out. You're right here, right? So everything's covered here, here. Now, if this running back, this run goes here, all right, you expect him to be head up in here. If you have, depends, I think that's a body out here, okay? Mm-hmm. You could get him upfield, slant inside. We've seen Nebraska do this. He has what? He's got to set the edge.
Set the edge, yeah.
And guess who's the field player?
51.
Yeah. Mm. So you could, so that's, there's multiple ways you can go and skin the cat.
And so to your point here, when you look at the numbers, right? Offense right. is always looking where they plus one.
Right.
Either way you drew it up with the 3-4 or the 4-3, you showed how the defense gets the numbers advantage back based on where the run's going.
Yeah. And it all is depend on, you got to make these numbers. You got to make yourself, you know, win. You got to win. Like everybody thinks that you could just call a defense and then nobody's going to try to compete. And then, You know, you get sacks and turnovers. That doesn't work like that. Yeah. You know, somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to, you know, like for instance, right here, if this play goes here or this play goes here quick, he cannot not make a decision. Or say he goes head up and inside, but he gets washed down right here and he's coming to be, you know, the field player. Well, now he already didn't beat the edge out here. Now he is essentially a wasted.
Because you have two guys in
Because you gotta play him head up to heavy inside and own this right here, versus sometimes you can get washed down into this B gap. So then this C gap, I call it, turns into mega C gap because you get washed down.
Is that usually because of a good block or because the guy's trying too hard to jet inside and make a play?
It could be both. It could be a good block. You know, like if you get Gronkowski and he hip toss, because what they'll do is they'll get you and then they'll hip toss you in there. Mm. Or it could be like, okay, well, I have, you know, the C gap. I technically went in the C gap, but you just widen the D gap that nobody can be effective. Because what's most important here, Austin, and everybody listening, is this. Too much writing. I need to find a way to erase it faster. So when this guy is going here, you got to think this guy here, or I doubt they have anybody in the alley here. He's coming down late. He's not lined up out there. So he needs you to knock this guy back a little bit. So the running back has to deviate a little bit.
Flatten.
Yeah. He's got to push him back. We used to call it burp. Burp the lineman, burp the, in this case, the tight end. You got to win here. That's a winning play. Somebody has to win. Point of attack, somebody has to win, right? Backside, somebody has to win. One of these guys has to win.
To prevent the cutback?
Prevent the cutback. Because if you win here so good and he cuts it back and say...
51's flown, safety's trying right. to set the edge.
And Cam Hayward ends up over here, I can guarantee you, he's right here and he's hitting his head on the goalpost and everybody's mad and they're going to say, you know what, that's a bad defense. Strike up the band and get you out of here. It doesn't work like that. You gotta do a little bit better here. So this next one we have here, a little bit blurry, and this right here is essentially Nebraska's 3-3-5, but played, guess what, in the pros, okay?
By the Pittsburgh Steelers.
By the Pittsburgh Steelers, all right? So right here, this would be, what number is Shavers? Is he 10? He changed the number like 85 times.
I think it went to 11.
Okay.
11 or 12.
No, that's McGay. Shavers is 10.
Right. Yeah, 10.
And say this is Bullock, right?
Okay.
0-9, right? Mm. And let's just say this is Jamari right here. What number was he?
10. Jamari was 1 and then went to 10.
Let's put him at 1. Okay? That's your 3-3. Okay, and then this would be MJ Sherman, right? Or Jamari. Doesn't matter. Okay, there you go. That's your 3-3, 5, and this is a little pipsqueak, so this is probably Hartsog. All right? Then you got Singleton, and then obviously everybody. So they you play it, and that's the difference. Now, what's the advantage of this? Even against 12 personnel, right? 12 personnel is this. One running back, and I'll just put X's at two tight ends. This is a run set right here. This is a run. So you aren't weak against the run. You just got to play it, right? When you look at it right here, okay? So obviously you got two guys setting the edge. You know where the gaps are. Now you got to be able to fill it, and you generally got to play with square pads. And so everybody runs a variation of a 3-3-5, 4-3, 3-4, 4-2-5. We saw a nickel. You play dime. It's the same thing. You just got, you know, guys with a little bit, you know, smaller waist and smaller shoulders, and it's the same thing. Not apples to apples, but generally. Once you get down the basics and understanding how to play football and wanting to play football, you won't worry about how many defensive linemen you get in. And I will tell you this, if you really, really paid close attention to it, against Rutgers, Nebraska ran their 3-3-5, but did it with a big unit. Well, that's when Judy came in. They did the same thing against Wisconsin, where you saw Van Poppel play with Nash and Ty. So that's kind of technically maybe a 3-4, but it was a 3-3-5 with bigger guys, right? Because I was a little bit bigger than Jamari. Then they've also played kind of like this right here, where you would have maybe, obviously he's not going to be here anymore. You got James Williams, and then maybe you had Jamari, and then you just have Ty and Nash in there. That's kind of like your nickel front. If I had to say one thing, maybe this is nickel third down. But realistically, it's the 3-3-5 with nickel personnel.
In the best offenses and defenses, they're going to have players that make a play regardless of the situation, right? You've been right on that. In that example there of that 3-3-5, it's a run set. You know Pittsburgh's loading up for it, right? It's a right. well-coached defense. So I assume that Seattle looks like it's Geno and Kenneth Walker there.
That's my man, the MILF Hunter. That's Zach Wilson.
Oh, Zach Wilson? Yeah, that's the Jets?
Yeah, Breece Hall. Yeah, okay. Breece Hall, my bad.
Either way.
Let's see if I can get this bad boy back up there.
If that's a run set from the Jets, the best offenses are going to find a way to make it look like a run set and find a way to pass it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because they know the defense is loading up against the run. And then vice versa, right? Husker fans would tell you the 3-3-5 is too soft against the run. It's not a big enough front. The players are too small.
Right.
Well, guess what? The players have a chance to make a play because, like you just demonstrated, they can create a numbers advantage where they want.
Yeah, and
it's not about the scheme. It's about, can you go make a play? Can you overcome any perceived disadvantage? Go find a way to stop it. Make a play the offense doesn't make.
Every offensive play has a weakness. Every defensive play has a weakness. I think if you play, you will give up some yards. And, you know, is a 4-3 is probably a better against the run. I'll tell you that. 3-3-5 is probably a little bit, you know, more geared towards spread offenses, right? So that means RPO and, you know, and all that stuff. And so that's where it maybe is geared to. But I think over time, I think people have started to welcome the 3-3-5 because it gives you a ton of flexibility. It gives you athlete flexibility. You can get more speed, which can obviously make up for some size deficiencies that you have, you know, across your front. And so it's a smaller game, but in general, in college football, you know, I'm 6'2.5", you know, pushing 6'3". You know, when you were 6 foot, tried to play linebacker, you generally wouldn't get a look. You know what I'm saying? That's why a Hall of Fame linebacker like London Fletcher, you know, had to, from John Carroll, literally had to free agent his way into a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
And so the game has changed. And so then if the game has changed, offense and defense has changed, and obviously this is defense. And so you have to be able to adjust, and you got to be able to play it. And then also you got to understand, as long as you don't give direct access to a second level and third level of a defense, doesn't matter what the front is.
Yeah.
And generally it's front side and backside. And when you can really get that principles down and really communicate, I mean, one thing I'll say that right here before we end this segment right here, you see right here, let me see where I can get this. Where's this thing at? Oh, here we go. I feel like John, like the pigmentation version of John Madden. But listen here, another big thing that really separates good defenses versus against so-so defense. I'm going to get this all the way back, and I'm just going to highlight a few guys here. Okay? Here's what really separates the defense, right? If you really want to make progress as a defense, it's called communication, right? Look at him, okay? Look at him. Look at him talking, right? Right? Look at these two dudes, right? And even back here, just by his legs, I can tell he's communicating to the corners out here.
He's walking up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right? He's already listened because he knows. That's all three levels communicating all the same thing.
Horizontally and vertically.
Exactly. That's the next step. That's what you're doing. That's like in you know, obviously this is the pros, but you're pros now. And so if you want to be a pro, start acting and practicing and playing like it. Communication. This is pre-snap communication. Just based on this formation, whatever they had, right? Film study, right? Whether it's 12 personnel, back offset, back depth, doesn't matter. This is the communication that you need to be successful. That allows you to play fast. That allows you to be athletic. That allows you to be physical. It really, the over-communicating and communicating the right way actually allows you to play clearer and faster. There's no confusion. Because there's an old saying, it doesn't matter what we call as long as everybody plays the same thing. We'll figure out what we didn't do right after we win and after we don't give up a touchdown on the sidelines with our Gatorade. That's generally what you have to do. So anyways, Whiteboard Wednesday went a little bit extended on this Thirsty Thursday. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And obviously, we've gotten a lot of good feedback from it. We'll continue to do it, even on a bigger scale. We'll do a little bit of season review and then also what to expect moving forward. It does not necessarily have to be Nebraska, but you could teach off of any type of football, any formation, any type of
even my flag football highlights.
I can.
All right,
I can. We can talk about high point in the ball.
I was the Bills one year.
Yeah, Jay. Yeah. But there was, you know, there's a person that's associated with the ticket. Won't say his name or his initials, but he went to a local high school. I watched him try to play tight end.
Oh boy.
Yeah. No.
Enough said.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. We'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.